So we're going to do the third parak of Gurus Hashem. I want to dedicate it. It happens to be today is the yahrzeit of my grandmother, Miriam Bas David. Her neshama shav aliyah, and a learning should be a zechus for her neshama.
Okay. It's also a big day in Chabad, by the way.
What, really?
Yud, 2 days.
Yud Beis?
Yud Beis and Yud Gimel.
Okay, tell me.
It's the day the previous Rebbe came out of jail.
Oh, really?
There's a whole story how these guys got Louis Brandeis to intervene on get all the senators to sign a letter and send it to Russia and get the previous Rebbe out of jail.
Sounds familiar, vaguely familiar, yeah. Very interesting. Okay, so there we go. Okay, so it's an auspicious day, and yeah. Okay, so here we go. So this parak is a very important parak. Okay, so let's see what he has to say here. Vachar hu yisparach b'leil Pesach. It's on the third page of what I sent out. Vachar hu yisparach b'leil Pesach lo'odia ma'asav l'bayi olam. So God chose the night of the Pesach to tell over, or to make known his actions to all the people of the world. Lahakir et shemo ba'olamo behotzi'o et amo mimitzrayim. So that people should know his name in the world, that when he took out his nation from Egypt. The inyan zera'inu shesama ha'tori yitziyat mitzrayim yisoda yisodas v'shara shakal. We've already seen that the Torah, we talked about this idea that the Torah has made yitziyat mitzrayim, the exodus from Egypt, really the cornerstone of all yisodot, right? It's really the major yisod, and really it's the root of everything. Umitzvah tarbe ba'u b'shvil ha'yitziyah shayadam yiyah le'inyanen yisod hazeh. And right, and we see that many of the mitzvos come because of this, because of the fact that Hashem took us out. Right, so now mitzvos harbe bo v'shvil ha'yisya sha'ayadam yiyah le'inyanenu or le'inyanenu yisod hazeh. Okay, u'me'etzlenu ba'yimot, and that it should never cease to be in front of us. Right, so this is something that should always be in front of us. Right, so the idea that so many mitzvos are talking about are dedicated to the idea of zecher liyitzias mitzrayim, are predicated on the fact that Hashem took us out of Egypt, and so it should be something that's a constant. So now, for example, he says, like mitzvah of sukkah, sha'amar ha'torah, l'man yedu dar seichem ki basukos ho'shavti et b'nei Yisrael b'hotzi'o tamim Mitzrayim. You should remember for generations that Hashem housed us in Sukkot as he took us out of Egypt. Va'af ha'shabbos nemrabo v'zacharta ki evad ha'yisa b'mitzrayim. Right, Shabbos. It also says you should remember that you were slaves in Egypt. V'chein ha'pesach. That's a no-brainer, right? Pesach, the whole thing, and the carbon Pesach, I think he says, v'chein ha-pesach, the carbon itself. V'chein, kol yom tov, shkulam, anu mekadshin v'omrim, zecher yetzias Mitzrayim. Every holiday is based on this idea of remembering going out of Egypt. Nosaf al zeh, sh'anu chayavim lizkor yetzias Mitzrayim b'chol yom. Not only that, we have to remember every day the exodus from Egypt. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah expanded it not just to the day, but also Belaila, B'yom HaBelaila. Shekozem mor ki yitzias Mitzrayim ba'atzmo chutz mehanisim sha'asa b'yitzias. So here's a very important yisod that he's going to make here. Is that it's not the miracles, but rather it's the fact that God took us out of Egypt. That's the key factor. Strip off. Don't focus on the miraculous that might have occurred in this thing happening. It's the focus should be on the fact that God took us out of Egypt. Hu yisod ha'amunah shalav nivne hakol. And everything is built on that. Again, not the miracles, but the fact that God took us out from Egypt. So av ki ha'nisim v'niflos ein mispar asa kadosh baruch hu imam Yisrael. It's true that God did many miracles and many wondrous things, endless miracles with us, the Jewish nation. Lo sama ha'Torah l'skoratam v'lasod zecher lehem ki im yitzias Mitzrayim. But that's not what we're remembering. We don't say, you remember the miracles? We don't talk about it. It's not the miracles, but rather the coming out of Egypt itself. So that becomes the focus, the focal point. V'avki l'fi hasagas bnei adam kitzrei haseichel nera ki yesh davar sheyesh bo shinei tevam b'min hago shel olam. So for those that are v'avki l'fi hasagas bnei adam kitzrei haseichel, like that, those who might not be so intelligent, it looks like why ki yesh davar sheyesh bo shinei tevam b'min hago shel olam, that there was like a change of the natural, normal rules of things. There are things that might be more wondrous out there than the actual coming out of Egypt. So that is not, that's not the point. So that what we're focusing on here is not anything about the way it happened as much as the actual idea of coming out from Egypt itself. And that's what we're supposed to focus on. Coming out. Zecher liyetzias Mitzrayim. Now we have to figure out what does that mean. But the idea is forget about the fireworks and the light show. But now we're going to focus on just that act of God taking us out from Egypt. So Yisro heard, right? What did he hear? So he hears, what does it say? It says that God took us out from Egypt. So really, what did he hear? Again, Vayishma Yisro kol asher asah l'Moshe v'Yisrael amo. He heard everything. Ki hotzi Hashem et Yisrael Mitzrayim. So maybe he heard about all the miracles and everything else, but on top of that, ki hotzi Hashem es Yisrael Mitzrayim. So that those things, the miraculous things, are equal to the hotzah from Egypt. To teach us, right? So now we're saying A equals B, not greater. That this really, like, it's equal, but in a sense, what he's saying is it's really greater, meaning at the end of the day, what did Yisro hear? He heard the key point is, Ki hotzi Hashem et Yisro Mitzrayim. He took us out from Egypt. So now we have to understand, again, what is it about? So if we're saying the focal point is the coming out from Egypt, now we have to understand what that means. So what he's going to explain to us is that there are two aspects that occur in this process, okay? And you'll see that one is more in the physical realm, and the other is more of a spiritual thing. Okay, so let's see. But Midrash Shachar Tov, it says, the pasuk says in Tehillim v'yotzi eschem v'yotzi etchem mikor barzel. He took us out from the furnace. Kishen shahazahavi. So again, this is now he's quoting the Midrash. Just like a goldsmith poshet yado v'notel hazav min akor, kach hatzi Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisro Mitzrayim. So just like a goldsmith puts his hand and he takes out the gold from the kiln is that what it's called, the kiln or the furnace.
Furnace,
okay. Kach hotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Mitzrayim. So too God took us out from Egypt. That's one analogy. Also, uke'ubar shehu natan b'toch me'er shal behema, so too like a calf that's inside the womb of an animal, v'haroe notin yado v'shomto. And the shepherd puts his hand in and he pulls him out. Kach. So too, that's similar. These analogies are how we understand what God did for us when he took us out of Egypt. That's the Midrash. So now what does this mean, right? So Be'er B'zeh HaMidrash Shnei Dvarim Gedolim Ma'od Shehayu B'Mitzrayim. So what the Midrash is really doing is it's telling us there are two aspects to what happened when we were in Egypt and coming out of Egypt. The first one is Ha'echad Shahamitzriim Hayu Machzikin Vigovern Aleim Becheskas Hayad Shalahem Shelo Yetzi Yisrael Mirshusam. The first aspect is that the Egyptians lorded over us physically, and they didn't allow us to leave Egypt, but it was with their might. Becheskas Hayad Shalahem Shelo Yetzi Yisrael Mirshusam. Right, they didn't allow us physically to leave, But secondly, Hasheni mi'atzmam shel Yisrael, that also is the aspect of the Jewish people, shehayu b'toch Mitzrayim, that we, the people, the Jewish people, were in Egypt, kilu hayu mechubarim Mitzrayim. We were like literally attached to them. Tfeilim yimahem, we became subsumed with them. Ein lahem mitziyot b'fnei atzma, and that we had no identity outside of them. Right, so here one aspect is we physically couldn't leave because the Egyptians lorded over us. And number two is that our identity was completely subsumed in that of the Egyptians to the point where that we couldn't leave because that's who we were. Lefichach al-harishon amar shahay yisrael kimo hazav shahay bakor. So based on the first aspect, the analogy is of the goldsmith and the gold within the furnace, shahaish poel bezahav shebekor, right? The fire is working on the gold. Umafsik bein hamotzi bein hazav. So there's something that's in the way of that which wants to take it out. It's the fire that prevents the gold from coming out. Achekasha hahotza meod, becomes very difficult. So too, the Egyptians physically prevented the Jewish people from exiting, right? Secondly, Kach Yisrael hayu karsher hayu mitzrayim hayu mitzrayim poalim b'hem m'shavdim b'hem b'yoter v'hayu moshlim aleihem achekasha hayu hahotza, right? It becomes almost impossible for us to leave from a physical perspective. Just like the fire prevents, the Egyptians prevented us. V'cheneged hasheni amru shahayu Yisrael domim ke'ubar b'me'e behema mechubar la'im. So too, the Jewish people were similar to a calf that's inside the mother's womb, completely connected to the mother. Tafel etzla. Right, because shehu yerach ima, we say that uber yerach ima, right, becomes associated, right, almost like one and the same with the mother. Ve'ein lo mitziat be'atzmo, the mother subsumes the child to the point where the child has no identity of its own. V'zeu sha'amara, avadim hayin le'par mitzrayim v'yotzeinu Hashem l'kenim b'yad chazaka v'zro netiyah. So we'll see like what that means, but it's clearly referring to two things. A strong hand and an outstretched arm. So there, it's clearly it's referencing or it's addressing two things. Fine. Now going back to this classic maral, he wants to look at this. He loves look at what the Chazal said. They gave us an analogy. Let's focus in on and really extend or really completely understand the analogy in all of its aspects to teach us the lessons it's trying to teach. Umash amar kishem shahazahavi poshet yado binotel hazahav. Right, so instead of the analogy that it's like a goldsmith who puts his hand in and takes out the gold, ritzona lomar, shenotel hazav biyado shelo betzevet. So it's interesting, if you think about it, you would think that he's using some kind of utensil, right? Something. But if you look at it literally, what it's saying is that the guy is putting his arm in without anything. Dimlokein einze pele lohotzi betzevet, right? What's the big deal if he uses some kind of utensil? Dimlokein einze pele lohotzi betzevet, right? V'chein amru b'medrash b'makom acher. Kmo hazahavi shenotel hazav biyado shelo betzevet shelo b'tzarmartot, right? He's not using a rag. He's not using anything. He's going in with his hand. V'rotze b'zeh, what is it trying to express? Ki hazav shehu b'toch hakor, the gold that's inside the furnace, kasha ha'otza mitoch hakor. Why? It's so hard to take out because the esh, m'nei shaha'esh shebetoch hakor, mitzarev m'zachei hazav, mone hazahavi milito hazav. So it's interesting. The fire in the furnace is purifying the gold, but it's also preventing the goldsmith from taking it out. But what separates the goldsmith from the gold is the fire. So to Kach Yisrak, Shayutachas Rishus Mitzrayim, so too when the Jewish people were under the domain of Egypt, the Mitzrayim Paulim Bahem, and they were actively you know, working us, so to speak, or like, I don't know, like Paulim, it's like they're working us. And the Jewish people are under the dominion of the Egyptians. So what he's saying is that because of the situation, we could not, the Jewish people could not connect to God because of the fact of the way they were being subjugated by the Egyptians, right? So you could think that what, that someone could be under someone else's rishus, under someone else's domain, dominion, or I don't know a better word for that, but basically being lorded over by them to the point where it prevents them from connecting to God. Because you might say, okay, so they're slaves, but doesn't mean that they can't have a relationship with Hashem. But here we're seeing that what he's saying is that was an issue. That the fire, the way the analogy is working is the fire is actively preventing the connection between the gold and the goldsmith.
If Hashem is the goldsmith, you'd think Hashem could overcome the barrier, right? It's just from our direction, it was impossible.
Let's see the next line. Okay. So when God wanted to take us out, God was able to connect to the Jewish people, like you're saying. But the Jewish people, tachas rishus Mitzrayim. But still, the Egyptians are over us. So God had to put his hand in because he still had the Egyptians in the way. And that's why the analogy, it's interesting. What he's saying, it's a beautiful thing. But the morale is saying, if you look at a chazal, you have to like really analyze and say there's something wrong with what they're saying, because what is the guy doing putting his hand into the furnace? Right? It's really a crazy idea. In Elamai, he's telling us an amazing idea. That God had to go in there and really physically remove us because we were not getting out of there. We'll see on the physical plane that the Egyptians were Vahaisha Bakora, Humavsikumavdil, just like the fire in the furnace is preventing and separating. Vizesh Amar, Vyotsi Atchem Mikor HaBarzel Yot Lola Am Nachala. So when it says that God took us out from the core Barzel, what Chazal are picking up on, and that's where the analogy comes from. They're looking at that line where it says that God took us out from the furnace to become his treasure, his nation. The Koshi Hazehu Mitzad Mitzrayim. So that the difficulty came from the fact that the Egyptians were doing something here. Shehem Nimshalim Kamo Kor HaBarzel. Shahayu Polim B'Yisrael, they're actively preventing. What's interesting, if we always look at the Kor Barzel analogy and saying that what Egypt was a purification process for us, right? And he's saying, that's not how you learn this. The Kor Barzel is that the Egyptians were like, the fire idea is that they were like literally preventing us from getting out of there. We weren't getting out of there. It was not happening. In a natural state of things, we never would get out of there. And that's what we say. If you think about it, on the night of the Seder, we say, if God had not come and taken us out, we weren't getting out of there. It's this idea, is that that's how powerful the Egyptians' activities were at that time in terms of their power over us, that they physically were. I mean, it's interesting. He's using the word po'el, like they were actively doing something to stop us from coming. So that's one aspect. But the second analogy, the Keneged Hasheni Shu Mitzad Yisrael. So that's the Egyptians, right? That's the focus on what the Egyptians were playing. But there was also another aspect here, and that was what we, the Jewish people, where were we at? Because you'd think that, okay, fine, the Egyptians are playing us, but where were our heads at? So the other thing is, Keneged Hasheni Shu Mitzad Yisrael, right? God took us out from the Kerev. It's like the innards. It's like the innards of them. The Jewish people, when they were Egypt, we were completely subsumed. We were like in the mother's womb. But in the sense that, from an identity standpoint, we were completely subsumed. Ki chein ha-yisrov Mitzrayim kamo ha-ubar she'nit haveh v'beten imo l'vesov yotzi kasher nishlam ha-viyato. Ah, but there's another aspect here. What he's saying is that we were also in there in a sense that we were in this place of becoming, just like a child is first conceived and then eventually mature through the process in the womb to the point where then, right? It's like, here we come. We're in the uber. We're the uber within the beten of the mother. And then, so if we come out, when? We're complete. Nishlam b'haviyato. V'chein b'nei Yisrael ha'yu b'mitgadlim u'mithavim b'toch Mitzrayim. So we were growing and becoming within Egypt. Ad shenasu shlemim. Until we became whole, liyot sheish miyot elef, until it became 600,000, v'zer shleimus Yisrael liyot sheish miyot elef v'az yatsu. So until that time, so two things. One is that we didn't have an identity of our own, but now he's saying that part of the analogy is also is that just like a child goes through that process of growing and maturing within the mother's womb to the point of when it's ready to come out, at that point, it's ready to take on its own identity and to become its own separate being. But until then, it's completely not that way, right? But there, so the first way we described it was, it sounds like we were stuck there. Now we're saying is that there was also a process of getting to a place of becoming, quote unquote, shalem, to then be able to come out. Now, the Rayalazah, a proof to this, Shashlem was Yisrael Zeh HaMispar, and also that, how do you see this indicated in the number? So he's going to explain to us this idea of six and then 600,000. So, you know, here is like numerology within the Maral. Shahare kishe yatsu mi Mitzrayim hayu sheish miyot elef. We were 600,000 when we came out. Kishe naflu. Now he's saying like this. There's something weird going on here. Because if you notice that as time goes on, we don't really get past the 600,000 marker. We're like stuck at that number. Right? V'kshenaflu be'egel, how many were we? 600,000. V'parshas Bamidbar, how you sheish miyot elef? V'parshas Pinchas, you gam kein sheish miyot elef? So like as we progress in the Midbar, we stay at that number. Shemizen ni'ar ki tzuras Yisrael v'shleimusam sheish miyot elef. So like the Jewish identity becomes associated, and our whole aspect is the 600,000 number. V'ma'ash entosu acharkach. So like the core identity of the Jewish people is 600,000. What we become greater afterwards, that's because of blessing. So, but if you want to know the core number, the magic number for the Jewish people in terms of our base identity, it's 600,000. Now, why is that the case? The hatam hu yadua ki sheish who mispar shalem. So the number six is a whole number in the sense that if you think about it, it's four directions and then up and down. Right? So right, left, east, north, right, east, and then north, south. But there are four directions and then up and down. Like we wave the lulav, right? We do it in six directions. Forward, right, left, back, up, down. Because we're covering the full gamut of directions. So he's saying that number is idea of six. V'zek yanekuda hiacha. So now he says the first thing is the middle point. V'hi chasera. Bavor she'en la hitpashas klal. So the point in the middle has no, it doesn't project at all. There's no projection from the middle point. So that's not counted. Then you have v'hakava she'yesh lo hitpashas ba'orech. So now when you start expanding outward, so that's when you start. So the first is the line. So there's no depth. It's just explaining like the different ways of directional. But when it becomes expanded, then it becomes whole. So the idea is that it goes in the six different directions. Up and down, and then right, left, you know, front, back. But there's no more expansion past those six directions. So I guess when you talk about a physical thing, six is that it represents the idea of the complete expansion. And that's why six, something that has six sides is whole. Yeah, like a Rubik's Cube. Is that six sides? Am I wrong?
And I was thinking like the 6 days of the week. 6 days of creation. It took 6 days to get the
idea of expansion, of something completely like...
Right. They're
right.
Finished.
Right, exactly. Okay. Right, and that's what he says. Ki mispar sheshu mispar shalim she'en alav tosefet. Okay, fine. Now, and I don't know, when you talk about in math, like whole numbers, is that, it's not, I don't think that's the same idea, right? It's not, right? I don't know, like when we talk about whole numbers, that's something else.
I can't answer that.
Right, okay, good, okay. So we
that's over my pay grade, but
Dan,
someone else
Dan, did you pay attention to math? Whole numbers? Jordan, no? Okay, fine.
I did this with my daughter in math.
Okay, okay. Either way, you'll tell us how it adds up at the end, I guess, right? So now, here we go. So now, so what about 600,000? Lo sheishmiyot, not 600, and not 6,000. V'tam zeh yedua, ki tzarech liyot lahem kol sholosh madrigo shel misbar. So I guess it has to be three levels. D'hainu sheish v'meyav elef. So it has to be 600 and also 1,000. If it was only 600, it would still be lacking. It'd be missing the 1,000. If it was just 6,000, it's missing the 100. So in order to capture the 6, the 100, and the 1,000, it's expressed in 600,000. Ki misbar ribua lo timsa ribo. I'm sorry. Ki misbar ribo lo timsa rakmat vein sarach le misbar zeh. So that more than that, ki af b'makom sheyachol limnot misbar ribo eimon abo ki im be'elef. So to get greater than the 1,000 mark, so to be able to incorporate, I guess, the 100 and the 1,000, that's you get 600,000. But to go greater is not necessary. Vo ki lashon ribo milashon rav. The idea of Rav, that's already, like this idea of multitudes, that already is greater. That's not fitting to the Jewish people. Because that's not something that's whole. Because again, I almost like to go back to like where Yaakov and Esav have that discussion, where Yaakov says, I have everything. And it's Esav who says, Yesh li Rav. And Yaakov says Yeshli Kol. So the idea of Rav and Ribu and Riboy and like all that—that's already, that's not fitting to the Jewish people. Rak Misbar Shel Riboy, Riboy Eino Shalim. Like the idea of greater and greater and greater is not endless. There's no shlemus there. Ki Hashalim Hu Asher Ein Bo Tosefes VeChisaron, VaHaribo Yesh Bo Tosefes. So like, somehow getting to this number is somehow a whole number, I guess, because it expresses the number 6, which we said is that his pashtus for all sides. You need to express the 100, you need to express the 1,000, but to go greater than that already would be endless, and then you'd be lacking in some way. Shehu Riboy. So like the idea of, it's like you're finding this middle ground of the 6 expressed with the 100 and the 1,000, but more than that would be excessive. Because it would have no end. So somehow it settles in at the 600,000 number. Okay? Now, v'in tor mi'achar she'esh kan shlosha misparim d'haino achdim mea v'elef. So now you have the singular, the 100 and the 1,000. V'lam alo hayagam kein mispar asara. Wait, how do we miss the 10? We went from 1 to to the 100 to the 1,000, but what about number 10? There's a difference between the tens and other numbers. You don't say six tens. Rak tomar shishim. You don't say six tens. It's 60. It's not a number you would say. You could say 600. You don't say six tens. It's not something. Lamar vav mea, right? Lafichach i'eshalomar rak sheish miot elef v'mispar asirus ein lo makom l'kan klal. So the tens don't fit in. L'chein ha'mispar hashalim hu sheish miot elef. So that's how you get to the 600,000. V'eilu dvarim beruram meod. And this is as clear as day because it's just clear. Okay, but so I'm taking his word for it, but that's the idea. Like the idea of 600,000, clearly what he's saying is, you see this repeated, the 600,000 number seems to really stick with the Jewish people throughout the time in the Midbar. And he's saying that's, you see, it's the beginning point of their leaving Egypt. It's a representative of a number that somehow it's expressing wholeness. Okay, and that's really what we're trying to get at. But the idea is that this is the point of departure. They need to reach that number to then be able to then leave. Just like when a child is fully ready to leave its mother's womb, that's the 600,000 number. So what do we have? We started with the first point. The first point is we know that the centrality of the Yitzias Mitzrayim, the leaving from Egypt, is the cornerstone. It is the foundation stone of our religion. And that the thing that we're focusing on is not the miraculous stuff that would happen, but rather it's just the idea of getting out, that God took us out. The means are not important as much as the idea of getting out. And what do we come out from? From the Egyptians and their pushing on us, not being able to leave, that's A. And B, us not having an identity of our own, but then eventually maturing to get to a point of having an identity that's expressed in the number 600,000. Right? So that's, and probably also not just that we shouldn't get like stuck on just the 600,000 number, but also the idea that we were able to create our own identity, which was not there before that point. Right, so we were able to cross over to identity, which was lacking prior. Okay, now, va'od mitzad sheYisrael heim uma yechida, royal Yisrael zeh hamispar. So now the idea that we are a unique nation, yechida is not just like that we're one, but that we're unique. So the idea that we're a unique nation, therefore we need this number. Shah Mispar has said, this number, who Mispar Shalem? Because it's a number that expresses wholeness. V'yadua shekol she'eno shalem v'hu chelek bavad, eno echad, shu od chelek v'yesh b'riboy. So when we say the idea of Shlemos, it's an expression of wholeness, of connected as one, as opposed to being splintered or fragmented. Right? Because if it's one part, then it's not one, it's not whole, it's not right, it's not unified. It has other parts, and it's just multiple parts. Yesh bo riboy. Aval hashalim mitzad hashleimus asher bo hu echad she'ein od chelek v'davar muskam hu zeh bevadai. And this is something that's very important. It's very clear that the idea that the 600,000 number is, again, getting us towards Shlemus. But what we need to understand that when we talk about Shlemus is that the Jewish people are very much one entity. It's a single unified entity that doesn't have any type of fragmentation. When we talk about oneness, like Hashem Echad, and Klal Yisrael is also one, we express this idea of oneness similar to the way God is one, in the sense that God is a whole, complete one that has no fragmentation whatsoever. So too the Jewish people, what he's saying here, have that aspect as well. who misbar shalem, who mora achdus gam kein. So the idea of the sixth number that's playing out here is to teach us this idea of the achdus of the Jewish people. And that's why we, the nation that is unique and whole in this world, that we have this number associated with us. And that's why we were specifically this number when we leave Egypt. And we'll see further, he'll explain this more in Perek Yud Beis. Fine. The Sof Sof, at the end, Ra'u Yisrael Misbar Shesh Befrat. That's why we have this number six specifically. Ve'al Tasim Libcha Al Osam Shemesu V'Shlosha Simei Afela. Right? And don't think about the three, you know, like in during the Choshech, right? We said that a large segment of the Jewish people passed away. Don't worry about that. So that it's crazy, but the idea was that since they were lacking in some way, that's why they didn't make it. And therefore, they're not considered to be part of Yisrael. They are not considered to be counted as part of the Jewish nation, which is pretty harsh. But what he's saying is that by definition, what it means to be the Jewish people as we come out of Egypt is that group of people that left, that was Klal Yisrael in the way that he's talking about this idea of Yechida V'Shlema, right? This unique whole group. And that was very much defining of who we were at that time. And that those who didn't make it were not going to be part of that group, which is pretty wild. Pretty wild. Because we always look at like the idea of a Jew as a Jew, right? The Jew, right? You come across the Jew with the, you know, whatever he's up to. He's not doing it what he's supposed to be doing, but he's still got it in there deep down. He's part of that. He's connected. We're connected to that person. He's saying those people that perished during the Shalosh Yimei Afela, they would not be considered part of that, which is pretty wild. Because, like, you know, it's interesting. We usually say this idea that Yisrael Shechata is still considered Yisrael. Here, he's saying, I would think that the way he's saying it is that they would not be considered part. Like, it's almost like the time that we became Yisrael was at this point. So prior to that, any people that didn't make it would never became part of, you know, of Yisrael, which is pretty wild stuff again. So you have to think about that. If that, like, how far does he take it? Like, on the surface, that's what he's saying. Okay, now we have to. I'll look a little bit more into that to see if anybody, if he's saying, if there's any more to that point. Okay, so come. I'll look into that more. Now, the kasher ha'yisrael sheish meot elef ragle hakavaram levad mitav. And so when the Jewish people became 600,000 men, right? It was between the ages of 20 and 60, right? Besides the others, the women and the children. But he, at that point, when you had the 600,000 men, he gia liyisrael shneim utam legamri. We became completely whole. Vayudam leubar kasher nishlam tsuraso azroi letzeis v'lo kodem. It's right then that they became ready to come out of the mother's womb. L'chach amru, and that's why. Oh, hanisah lokim lavo l'kachas lo goy mikarav goy, v'kilo ha'yisrael bekarav shalahem mitzad asher yisrael nasu la'am b'toch mitzrayim. That's why it says he took a nation from out of the other nation, because at that point we became something. When we hit that mark of 600,000, we became a nation. The kasher tidaktik lahavinod, and if you look more closely. Teda ki hayu mitzrayim gover ma yisrael mitzad ikar tzurasam shalem nikru b'shem yisrael. So now we should see that what the Egyptians were lording over the Jewish people, mitzad ikar tzurasam, from like the idea, the aspect of Yisrael, Israel, right? B'nei Yisrael, the gam gover alem mitzad asher heim am. So the two is the Yisrael aspect and the nation aspect. V'davar zeh b'madregas hachomer. Because this is talking about the physical reality. Because really, every nation has two aspects in this respect. Ha'echa mitzad shehim am bilvad. They're a nation. We have nationalism. V'zeh madregas hachomer. That's on the physical plane. V'hasheni mitzad shehim am miyuchad. We're unique. V'hu b'madregas hatzura. That's more of the identity of who we are as an identity. Like more of the spiritual realm. V'elu shnei ketuvim morim l'cha davar zeh. And both, and that's what's being expressed in these psukim. Mitzad kol echad mishnei dvarim elu, mitzad atzur, mitzad achomer, hayu govrim alein be'inam yuchad. And that when we talk about the Egyptians playing on them and lording over them, it's on both of these aspects, both from the physical realm and also in the spiritual identity realm. So now we'll see that each of these things are different, right? That which is ready for on the spiritual side is not on the physical, and the same thing on the flip side. Ki yagia lachomer davar mitzad shefluso dahenu shahayu tachas reshutam mishubadim lavodosam. Because on the side of the physical, right, the fact that they were subjugated, right, they're under the power of the Egyptians, and they became subjugated there. V'yagia letzura davar mitzad chashivuta. But on the flip side, you have the spiritual side, right, in terms of their importance. Ki mitzad chashivuta yagia lehem kina v'hitnagdus v'hitgavros. Because from the side of again, going through the idea of the spiritual, the identity, from that side, when they become mitzad chashivuta, they'll get to a point of jagilahem, there'll be jealousy, there'll be adversarial, and also hitgavros. How would I translate that?
Powerful.
Yeah, okay. Right, okay.
In a negative way.
Right. Now, Kasher Yishayu Yisrael v'Mitzrayim. So when the Jewish people are in Egypt, and they were under the Tachas Rishusam v'Hayu Avadim l'Mitzrayim, Zed Davar Echad. Right? Here they're under the Egyptians. V'Hayu Mosif and Aleim Inoy. But they also, not only did they enslave them, but they tortured them. They added on torture. That's a second aspect, right? So you have aspect one is slavery. But then on top of it, they took it to the next level. They took it to Inui. Hine, ha'avdos, ma'ashahim, tachas b'shutam ba'lehem, mitzad ha'chomri shabayim. So you have one aspect, that of slavery. That's a physical reality. Asher ha'chomer hu eved tamed, right? The guy is a slave. He's now subjugated. He's under the domain of someone else. But on the flip side, mitzad ha-tzura, but when it comes to the tzura side, the identity or the spiritual side, rotzeh lomer mashahayu am miyuchad, am Yisrael, am elkei Avram befrat. So the fact that they are a unique nation, the Jewish nation, Yisrael, and they are the nation of the God of Avram specifically, so on that, from that perspective, that's where the pain comes from. Asher hayu govrim aleim b'mitzrayim b'inoy ki hatsurot govro zo al zo u'miknagdo zo al zo. It's like who the Egyptians were. It's like, imagine if you're put into a place where you're with like people that are just like classless, right? That are just lowly people, and they are lording over you. That's the most painful thing, to be with people like that. And it's not just that you're, you know, they make you go out into the field and work the crops and do back-breaking work, but the idea that you're going to be subjugated under like disgusting pressed types of people, that's Inui. Akasher hayu govrim aleim mitzrayim b'inoy ki atzuros hagovro zo al zo mitnagdo zo al zo. So what the Egyptians represented was really counter to the essence of who the Jewish people were. V'chach nemer l'Avram b'risipin of son. That's when Hashem tells Avram, Yadoa teidak yiger yezor achav avadum yinu asam. Right, he says they're going to be foreigners, vavadum, they'll be slaves, vi'inu otam, and then on top of that, he says vi'inui, that additional aspect. So here he said, his kirshnei devarim. So God is saying to Avram is two things. One is avoda, one is slavery, but the other one is inui. Mitzad inyan hachomesh bahen, so on the physical realm, roim liyos avadim v'yu tachas v'shus acher, v'im avadim lahem. So on one side we have this idea of being slaves and being under their dominion, but mitzad inyan hatzura, but on the flip side, the idea of spiritual and identity, hayu mitzrayim govrim aleihem mishavdin otam bi'inoy. The Egyptians also subjugated them there as well. There was a culture war that was at play as well. So therefore, on the side of the physical, that they were subjugated under the other, so from the physical perspective, Yisrael hayu tachas yad acher, the Jewish people were under the other person's power. Hakadosh Baruch Hu hotzi otam mikarav goy, asher heim hayu tachas yadam. Right, so God takes them out physically. L'chach darshu razal kamo ha'ubar asher hu natun mikarav behemah. That's why they gave this analogy of taking out the calf from its mother's womb. Klomer ki ha'ubar mitchaber el imo mitzad chomro. So the idea of the child's connection to the mother, right, that's a physical thing. Kacha Yisrael mitchaberim l'mitzray mitzad ha'chomer. Sheitachas reshuta mitchaberim lehem kemo ha'ubar el imo. So they became connected, attached to the Egyptians, just like a child to its mother. V'amar kishem sheharoa poshet yado datoch me'ei shal behema, v'amar kishem shehachaya poshet yado datoch me'ei shal isha. So you see that the analogy is about a shepherd taking out a calf, not a mother giving birth to a child with a regular, right? Not like she has a handmaid or whatever it is that's helping the mother give birth. But it doesn't specifically. Why is it using the analogy of a behemoth? Because that's the more physical. Ki behemoth hi chamrit l'chach medamo tala behemoth. So when it goes through that analogy, it's talking about referencing more of the physical aspect that was going on, avdas. But when it came to the more of the spiritual side and the identity side, Amar ve etchem hotzi mikor barzo ve rotza lomar ki amitzrim hayu govrim aleihem. Because what he wanted to say is that the Egyptians, they were lording over us, pa'alim b'hem, but they were like actively involved in this. Umitzarfin otam. It's like the way the fire is working on the gold in the furnace. But really, what's happening? It's really more on the spiritual, and in the identity side, and in the cultural side. And that's where when you want to talk about the affliction, it was a psychological play. Medame ikar tsuras Yisrael is of, but we see that the idea of the Jewish people's tsura, like who we are, our identity, our spiritual identity, is analogous to gold. Ki azav hu kinoi el hatsura, because when we talk about gold, it's analogous to the idea of a tsura. Asher hu zacha v'tsurufa, because this idea of something that's ethereal, it's not physical, it's less of a physical thing. While Yisrael ikar tsurasam tachas reshut Mitzrayim, but our identity was under the control of the Egyptians. Ad shebishvil zeh lo haya lahem chibur klal hamotzi, and therefore we had no connection to God, the one who took us out. Zeh shamar vayotzi etchem mikor barzel Mitzrayim liyodolam nachala. So that's why it says that God took us out from the furnace. Ki mitzad hatsura shalahem ha'Yisrael la'am nachala, because who we were as our spiritual identity is we are an am nachala, and therefore it's so. And then the second pasuk says Ohani Salakin Lava Lakachas La Goy Mikar of Goy, Lo Zachar Otam Rak Bashem Goy Bilvad. The other pasuk is the Am Nachalah, right? Is a chosen nation, is a Am Nachalah, is already like on a spiritual plane. The other one's just talking about, yeah, took us out. A nation. So on the physical plane, it's a nation. Lo Zachar Otam Rak Bashem Goy Bilvad, Shazo Inyan Chomer Bisrael. That's our physicality. Kala Dover. So this is what he says. This is what we're getting to. The Jewish nation on the lowest level, that's the physical, avadim, the power of mitzad atzman, we were slaves to Pharaoh. But on the people, the higher level people, which is that really referencing our spiritual side, they worked on us because they were plagued. It wasn't just a physical servitude. It was now a cultural and a spiritual attack on us. Right? We say in Hallel, when Yisrael came out of Egypt, Beis Yaakov Miam Loe. So why does it talk about the Jewish people as Yisrael in one aspect and then talking about us as Yaakov? So Hizkir ki Yatzi Yisrael b'shnei chalkehem, because the two aspects of the Jewish people came out. One side is the name Yaakov and the other is Yisrael. Because both of these aspects were subjugated in Egypt. The idea of Yaakov is the lower level. Akev, right? It talks about, it's the heel. It's the lowest part of the body. So, Shem Yaakov, Nemar ala pachashav ha-shafel. That's talking about the low level. V'hu inyan ha-chamri, shalav nikru b'shem Yaakov. When it talks about the physical aspect of the Jewish people, it's referenced as Yaakov. Milashon ha-kev, right? From the heel. B'shem Yisrael, nikra al-shem ha-tsura shehi chashur, but Yisrael, b'tseis Yisrael b'mitzrayim, Yisrael, that's already the lofty aspect of the Jewish people. Milashon kisarisa, right? Because Yaakov, when he was able to fight with the angel, kisarisa, zemavur, it was like it was a physical battle, but it was a spiritual battle. He was able to overcome. That's already on a spiritual plane. And so the idea is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he took us out, he's taking us out, and that's what we're focusing on. Not the miracles, but more the focus is on what did God do for us? He took us out from a physical bondage and also from a spiritual identity bondage, a cultural bondage, where we're completely subsumed in their culture, and that's the focus. When we say Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, I'm not thinking about splitting of oceans and the ten makos, even though we go there. It's not to delete that. What the Maharal is saying here is he's telling us the focus on Yetzias Mitzrayim is that. What did God do? He took us out from a place where we were completely lost. We had not become. And we, in the process, became to 600,000. And then he took us out from a physical bondage, Ekev, Yaakov, and he took us out from Yisrael. He took out, and in the process of describing this, he's also telling us the 600,000 number is a very important number, because what he's expressing is that we became, that's the Am Nachala, the Am Yechida, the Jewish nation. When we come out of Egypt and we become the 600,000, that's an expression of the oneness of the aspect of the Am, you know, Am Echad, that we're this unique and one nation that's completely unified. It's like we're one entity. And it's an expression of the same way that Hashem is Echad, the Jewish people are Echad, expressed in 600,000. So you have physical, spiritual, and the oneness of the Jewish people that are being created when Hashem takes us out from Egypt. And so Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, when we think about the idea, when we say in Shema, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, this is what we key in on, this aspect, like Hashem, what he did for us, is that he helped us become who we are in this process, both physically and really also, more importantly, in the spiritual realm, that we become the chosen nation, the Am Nachla, the Am Yechida in this process. And that's like what we're trying to remember, that that's what Hashem did for us. And we become his representatives in the world in that process, because we are an expression of the Echad aspect, which becomes... It actually plays out as Hashem takes us out from Egypt. So that's the important So don't get caught up in the. It's not to say that Hashem didn't do miracles, and not that we don't have tremendous hakaras hatov for that. But that's not the focus. The focus is what ended up coming out of this. The totsa'ah, the outcome of it is the key, which is the most important takeaway.
So, in a sense, we needed to be in Egypt, though. We really, even though the Egyptians went over the top, subjugating us and torturing us, so to speak, in that.
That's next week.
Just like you had to be in your mother's womb.
Right.
Or that the gold had to be in the furnace to become gold.
I mean, right. No, so that's what he's going to go into, like, why did we have to go to Egypt? He's going to talk about that's next parak.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So that's, okay, I got it.
Yeah, but it's true. That's exactly, this is the beauty of it is really what it goes back to, and he'll get into the Brisbane Mitzvah later. But when yeah. Avram says, but ma'edak hi Rashana, how do I know? And Hashem says they're going to have to go down to Egypt and go through Avdus and Inoy to get to this place. But it's going to be this, we have to go through that to get to there, to the finish line. So you see that it's a process. Dafka, Egypt, which we'll see what that's all about.
Fair enough.
All right.
Okay. So, are you back for Shabbos?
I'm God willing back for